Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, Paul discusses the attitude, really the attitudes that a Christian should have in prayer toward God. He talks first of all about our boldness in prayer toward God, but notice in those verses Paul says, in whom we have boldness and then he uses the word access to God. I want us to consider for our word today the actual term access. The word actually means, when you consider that word in its original language, to open a way of access. In fact, there are only two other times that I'm aware in the New Testament where that word is used. One is in Ephesians chapter 2. The other is in Romans chapter 5 and verse 2. And both carry the same basic meaning, that a way of access has been opened to us. In the word picture, there is the idea of a man who desires to see a king. But by his own nature, he is different than that king, and he has no right. He is not entitled to approach that king. So someone must make the way available for that man to be approached unto the king. And once that privilege has been granted to him, he then has access to the king. In a similar way, in the Word of God, we are able to have access to God. Not certainly as though we are entitled to be before God. Rather, it is a privilege that has been granted to us. A way has been opened to us to be able to come before the very throne of God. Now, there are a couple of things that really come to mind when you think of that word access. One is the fact that Jesus is the one, the person who made the propitiation for us to make that access possible. Do you remember in your reading of the Bible in John chapter 14? Where Jesus would make the statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. It is proof that Jesus is the only way. If there is access to the Father in heaven, it is only going to be through Jesus the Christ. But I also want you to consider that in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, the Bible says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings are located in Jesus Christ. Meaning, of course, that if a person would partake of that access, he must be in Christ to receive that access. In other words, a person must obey the gospel to have access to God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. So, we encourage men and women often obey the gospel. We encourage them to leave the world of man-made religions and be a part of the one true church established by Jesus for many reasons, but one of which is that they will have access to the Father through Jesus. I wonder if you've thought about that lately. That we are not entitled to be before the throne of God, but because of the work of Jesus, we have the privilege. We now have, according to Paul, access to God by Jesus Christ. Access. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.